Okay, we're gonna have a full week of learning, but we're really just gonna talk about things we spoke about last week. We spoke about the lumdus of Toros, Chametz, and Nuksha. I wanna talk this week a little bit more towards the Lach Lamaisa. Nuksha in the Gemara, a few examples. The one that's, you know, maybe the most clear to translate is Kulin Shal Sofrim, this type of glue. Something we wouldn't normally eat, but nevertheless, there's a lo sasei. Rashi says about the chametz nukshe, he says, Einu roi l'achila. Question, what exactly does that mean? And a lot of svarim, if you look in Blumenkrantz, you see all sorts of really outrageous chumras about things that he thinks you have to get rid of before Pesach. And what's very clear, the Magen Avraham points out, but it's really completely clear, is that it's not, Rashi's not kipshuto. When he says it's not roi l'achila, it doesn't mean mamash is not roi l'achila. But Magen Avraham says you couldn't possibly mean that, because the Gemara later on is the favorite, that if something's not roi l'achila, you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. That's the favorite of Shulchan Aruch, the favorite of the Gemara talks on them, hey, different cases, that not roi l'achila you're allowed to keep. Even everyone knows the din of it has to be roi l'achilas kelav. So you see the Gemara invites you, you'll see it's not at all simple like that. The Gemara really just says it has to be roi l'achilas. Stam it has to be roi l'achilas in order to be aser. The Gemara says about pasha ifsha. The Gemara says that bread that went moldy. So the Gemara says even though it's not roi l'achilas, still you can't keep it on Pesach. Because it's royal chamea bo eseisa, because you're able to use it as sourdough. You're able to use it to ferment another dough. Right? So derech klal, everything has to be royal achila. There's some things that could be used as yeast, and those things, there's a different shear, that's a shear Rishonim say, of royal achila's caliph. But in general, the rule is that some things have to be edible. And the reason for that, the Magen Avraham says, because that's the klal and kol Torah kula. You can never be over an iser if you eat something that's not edible. That's not called eating. It has to be, on some level, edible. So, everything we talk about with chametz nuksha, it's something we would normally eat. The way Rav Moshe explains, when Debras Moshe explains that when Rashi says it's not roi l'achila, he just means that the chametz isn't roi for using this chametz for eating. Right, you want the glue, right? We're talking about glue, we're not talking about glue that has like regular Elmer's glue. We're talking about glue that's Rov Chametz glue. It's glue from the gluten, made out of the gluten and dough. So that's something that the etzem could be eaten, but of course you wouldn't use it for eating. If you want to eat chametz, you're not gonna, it's you wouldn't use it, you wouldn't serve it, but it's the etzem, somewhat edible. Rashi just means that you would use it for glue. You wouldn't use it for breakfast. Right? Rav Moshe says it's also pshat in Rashi. Rashi talks about seer as not being roi, as half risen dough. Dough very slightly risen. So that's called nuksha. It's a lav without karis. So Rashi seems to say it's not roi. Roi for achila. Doesn't mean it's not edible. Of course, half-risen dough is edible after you bake it. Rav Moshe says that Rashi just means to say that it's not right to be eaten as chametz if it's not risen. Meaning you want to make it rise so that now if you're making chametz, you want it rise to a certain amount before you bake it. If you want to use it as matzah, that is that, whatever reason you might want to have matzah, so you won't let it rise. But if you to be good for achila purposes, you have to let it rise more. So just means these things are not the etzem right to be used, to be served for supper. But if a vad, they're somewhat edible. So there's many things that are assumed to be nuksha. So some things for sure are not, like shampoo with, they sometimes put oats into it. It's certainly not edible. You throw up if you eat it. Other things are not so clear, right? Play-Doh, right? We assume to be chametz nukshe, or I think it's the alcohol mouthwash, or right? If you swallow mouthwash, nothing terrible happens. Cosmetics or things with ethyl alcohol. So things that they're not meant to be eaten, so you're not going to call them chametz gomer because it's not defined as chametz, but it would be asur as nuksha. And all of them, I would say there's very few examples you could give that I would even say for sure are nuksha, right? It has to be, you know, the Gemara is giving us examples of things that the Gemara knew were actually edible. You know, I don't know exactly what Play-Doh, you know, I'd only know I'd have to actually eat some Play-Doh. I'm not sure if they might have not kosher things in there also, so I don't know if I could eat Play-Doh. Okay, so we're machmir. We have to see more. What's this whole din? Is it the race? Is it the rabbanon? A number of issues. And the first big issue dealt with in the first posters here is, do you have to get rid of nuksha? Right, you're probably not going to eat it anyway, but do you have to get rid of it? So we find at the beginning of the parak we mentioned last week, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, Elu Ovrim B'Pesach, means on these things you're over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. If you keep chametz nuksha in your house, right, you keep the mouthwash with the ethyl alcohol, so you're over and alive. You're over and alive. L'chayr also mean your aser after Pesach as a knas for being over on the lav. That's Rashi Shita. Now, what's fair with Rashi? I would say maybe 2 points fair with Rashi. The first is just the passage of the Mishnah. It says Elu Ovrim B'Pesach. It doesn't say Elu Ovrim Alav B'Pesach. It doesn't say a person is over for having a similar Pesach. It says these things are over on Pesach. Mashma, that we're talking about the actual chametz. We're saying these things are over, not the person. The other kasha on Rashi's Mahalach is in Lamdis. The Lamdis is a little bit shver, just in what he's assuming about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Because Pasha says, Trutz Shal Mikra, we would have thought, the Pasuk says, Sorlo Yimatzeh B'Vtechem, Kol Ochel Machmetzes V'Nechrasa. The Pasuk seems to connect the Isser of Bal Yirah with the kares on the achila, right? The Ran, I'm sure you all know from mornings here, the Ran makes his point on that phase. He says that it could be that the reason for the Isser of Bal Yirah is because since chametz has kares and it's lo b'dili minei, so therefore the Torah asked it in Bal Yirah, and that's the pshuto shel mikra really, that lo yimatzesar ki kol ochel machmetz v'nichrasa. Don't have it because you might come to eat it. So a little bit shvar in Rashi is that he's splitting it. He's saying even though there's no kares, afal pikein, there is bali rab bali matze. And so Rabbeinu Tam rejected Rashi, but he goes to the other extreme. He says elu ovrim means elu ovrim min hashulchan. It all just means the Mishnah is just talking about you shouldn't eat it. Things you shouldn't eat, you also shouldn't have on the table. But nothing, sounds like you don't have to get rid of it, and that's what Tosfos says on Chaf Aleph, in the beginning of Kol Shah. Tosfos says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could keep Chametz Nuksha on Pesach. So this Shita is, it's exceptionally Shvar Shita. Right, you should, you know, it's always important in halacha that even though, you know, we can't be machri against Rishonim or whatnot, but in just in understanding halacha and why we veer certain ways in halacha, you have to have certain shittos with, we could try to say terutzim, but they're very shver shittos. This Rabbeinu Tam is particularly shver, right? First of all, the Mishnah later, Daf Mem Ches, it says the favor, seer yisareif, seer, which the Gemara says is chametz nuksha, it says yisareif, you have to burn it. We saw the Gemara says that charosis, if you put flour into charosis, yisareif, even though l'chor that's only nuksha, chayra, because it's really made with chomets. Safek is not kamets at all. It says he's sarif. The other big raya, and this is from Rishonim attacking Rabbi Natan. Another point that's pointed out is the beginning of Kol Shra. Right, the beginning of Kol Shra now is definitely the braisa there talks about Kotach HaBavli. What's the dinner? You're allowed to sell Kotach HaBavli before Pesach. Can you sell it? Will not solve the problem. Maybe it won't solve the problem because maybe the guy will keep it on Pesach. But it definitely sounds like you can't just keep Kotach in your house on Pesach. So that's the Shvar Chesed Rabbeinu no Tam. You know, this is on Amar Komus, you can see what could be said to answer, but it's a Shver Shita. So, there's a middle of the road Shita here, you know, often the middle of the road is like sort of Machria Beinehem, it's like a tree in Rashi in the middle of town. You have a Shita here, Tosfos quotes from the Riva, and it's the Ran, that Elu Ovrim means Elu Ovrim in Ha'olam. And the Rash Mishaks in the beginning of the Masechta quoted the Kitzer in Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Masechta. So it says a different Mahalach, which is that there is a Chi of Beer. You have to get rid of Chametz Nechsha, but there's no Bali Rabbi Matzeh. Bali Rabbi Matzeh, there's not, because it's not real Chametz, there's no Karis. But there is a chi of beer. That's a very pashut. It's maybe the nicest pashut reading of the Mishnah. Elu Ovrim. These things you got to get rid of on Pesach. Period. That's it. Nothing you're over in a losa says you have to get rid of them on Pesach. The problem with this is the problem on the Rashi Shans is. Why should it be? Why should there be a chi of beer? And we know from morning seder, we know that there's a chi of bedika. So the Rishonim will talk about why there's a chi of bedika. Tosfos tells us, and other Rishonim, that most things don't have a chi of bedika. Right? Really, bebitul ba'al masagile. And what do you have to get rid of? Why do you have to search the house for chametz? Right? By you know, other Rishonim, you don't have that. Why is even Arla? Arla is something that's low bedilimine, it looks like a regular orange, but you don't have to be so careful about it. What's special about chametz? So the Rishonim answers, but the answers are because it's chametz is especially chamer because there's an isser by Rabbi Matzeh, or chametz is especially worried about it because it's a chi of kares. So male of nukshav is not chayv kares, that is no body ra. So why is there a chi of beer? That's the kasha that bothers Rishonim. How can you say there's a chi of beer? If Nuksha doesn't have the chumrah, so why should there be a chi of beer? If you tell me it's Bali Ra, I understand why you have to get rid of it. Rashi, I understand, great. You're over Bali Ra, so therefore you have to be mevar. That's why you have to be mevar. If there's no chi of beer, okay, I understand that too, because it's not so chumrah. But why should there be a chi of beer on Nuksha? So I would just suggest one teretz. Perhaps you could say is that it's because of Tashbisu. You know, we know that in addition to the Losaseh, there's also an Aseh of Tashbisu. Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh, that's true. That might not apply by Nuksha. But what about Tashbisu? So it's very interesting thing is that Tashbisu, according to most Rishonim, maybe the Parshas Gemara, is that Tashbisu is a din that you have to get rid of all your chametz before Chatzos. You have to burn it away before Chatzos. The Ramban says it is Ach Yom Rishon Tashbisu is it should be Mushbas before Chatzos. And after Chatzos, if you have Chametz, you're over in an Isra Seh. Not all Rishonim, but many Rishonim say that you're over in Isra Seh. But there's no Karis. There's no Karis. And there's no Bali Ra Bali Matzeh. But Afal Pikin, there is a Chiv of beer. So actually, you could say that Chazal saw that Chiv of beer. It's an even in the willing have Bali Rabbi Matzeh. It's not so chamer. Afal Pikin is going to be a chiv of beer. So perhaps that could be. The truth is you could clear that perhaps all we find in Rishonim is that there's a chiv of beer. Would there be a chiv of bedika? So it's not so befamish. Even the Rashi Shantz, he says it's a chiyuv beer. It could be, it's just a chiyuv beer. Right? Chiyuv beer could be is tashbisu. If you want to have a chiyuv bedika, so chiyuv bedika, you have a bigger kasha. Why do you have to bodik the house for it? Why is it so chamar? So for that, okay. Maybe it's dafka by chamas gamar. But if you actually have kutach habavli in your house, or you have seer in your house, something that's v'chal nuksha, so a meila there'll be a chiyuv of beer. That could be mahalach. Well, in any case, that seems to be pretty partial as that. Definitely, halacha, you have to get rid of chametz nuksha. We do not take Rabbeinu Tam halacha. The emes is the Shulchan Aruch even seems to go like that. In the Rambam, he seems to say by tarovis chametz. We'll see nuksha in a few minutes, but by tarovis chametz, he actually is worried about valyura. Okay, but beer. Even if whatever we say about nuksha, definitely the halacha is you have to get rid of it. Right? Get rid of it or if you rely on the chiyus chametz, with the chiyus chametz. Now what about the iser achila? So no one says you can eat. Right? If I eat some play-doh on Pesach, no one's matter that. But there is a question if this is the right or the rabbanon, and it affects a little bit how we treat it. How much do we have to worry about this? So the Mishnah is no issue. The Mishnah is quite the favorish that chametz nuksha is alive, right? The favorish. It says harei emu baz hara ve'em behem karis. There's no question about that. Surprisingly, there's another opinion here, which is the Mulchamos and the Rush as well, that they hold that we do not paskin like the Mishnah, that at least l'gabe chametz nuksha, there'll be no lav, even in eating chametz nuksha. Even if you eat it, it's just a chumad rabbanon. And they hold, we don't hold like our Mishnah. This is something that's a little bit of a pella, because how could you say you don't go like a Mishnah? Stam Mishnah, generally, we always go like a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah, how can that go like it? So, Melchamos points out that, you know, Rav Yochanan is quoted in many places as saying halachic Stam Mishnah. We always hold like a Stam Mishnah. However, Rav Yochanan seems not to hold like the Mishnah. He says, look, Rav Yochanan holds, says the Feirish, that heter mitzaref le'iser, the din, that you could get malchus for eating a kezayis of taroves, is only by nazir. Says the Mulchamos, lefi the Mishnah, not the Feirish in the Mishnah, but the seems the way that from the Gemara comes out from the Mishnah, it says that eating kusach habavli is bazhara. If so, l'chayra means you should get malchus for eating a kezayis of kutach habavli. How can you get a kezayis for eating just a kezayis of kutach habavli? So must be that the Mishnah holds that hetem starf l'isser by chametz. Memela Rav Yochanan says there's only hetem starf l'isser by nazir. He doesn't hold by the Mishnah, and even though Rav Yochanan tells us halachic star Mishnah. So Rav Chama says, you see, it's not so posh to pass like this Mishnah. Yeah,
when you say halacha like a Stam Mishnah, do you mean it's like that
it's like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi then? Do they contribute to the right? Right. It means that when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote this Mishnah as a Stam, it means his Bezim was Kovea, this is halacha lemaisa. That's how we hold. So how can you go against this? So the Mulchamos, he still says it's not like the Mishnah. The Baal Amar says so much halacha k'stam Mishnah. He says you have to even say you get malchus for eating a kezayis of kutach habavli because that's the pashas haMishnah. You can't go against the Mishnah. So the Mulchamos says no, and the Mulchamos says how could I say such a thing? Right? It's not true halacha k'stam Mishnah. So he says, because we find another Mishnah later in the parak that's cholik. And he quotes the Mishnah on Memches. The Mishnah says on Memches, quotes the Shem Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Sir Yisarif, hafriz and chametz is Yisarif, but you're not chayv malchus, you're pater from malchus. So as you see, that Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says seer is pater from malchus, even though seer l'chayr is a type of nuksha. You see, Rabbi Yehuda is not going like the Star Mishnah. I know the Baal Mar says, who cares what Rabbi Yehuda says? The very next line of the Mishnah is that the Chachamim were cholik on Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim, which is going like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir in our Gemara actually says that you do get Malkus for Seer. So Rabbi says, no, look at the Mishnah carefully. The Mishnah does quote the Chachamim as arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. They argue on Rabbi Yehuda, but they only argue on Rabbi Yehuda that they argue about what Seer is. Rabbi Yehuda says Seer is when the dough has started getting cracks. Whereas the Chachamim Archolik, the Mishnah says Chachamim Archolik, which is the Shita Rabbi Meir, that it's already Seer from the time it's a Chsifu Panav, the time it has started widening, paling. So it doesn't say the Feirish that the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Yehuda, on that which he said, that eating seer is pater from Malkus. In a Chinam in our Gemara, we see that Rav Meir holds that seer gets Malkus. But that Mishnah doesn't, in that Mishnah, there's no word that anyone argues Rabbi Yehuda, that seer is pater, and therefore the Melchama says, Halach is not like our Mishnah. It's a little bit shvar, right? It's a little bit shvar because Rosh Hashanah, the Ravid, Escholik here says Avado, Avado Nukshas Deraisa, and the Rambam Escholik. The Rambam says Avado Nukshas Deraisa. The emes is, it's just very hard. Very hard to be cholik on Stam Mishnah, just to say this, right? It's a whole shekel tire, but you would have loved the Gemara to have said more about this. The other point, the Kavanah Sanal points on interesting points. He says, how do you even know, just because, even if we were to say, okay, fine, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't get malchus on seer. Seer is one type of nuksha. Right, not necessarily is half risen dough nuksha. Rabbi Yehuda could hold, not that way, Rabbi Yehuda could hold that it's either chametz or either rose enough to be chametz or else it's not chametz. He doesn't have to have that in between level of semi risen. He could still agree with the Mishnah. There's no reason to say Rabbi Yehuda took on the whole Mishnah and argued on the whole Mishnah, and then we're backing out of the whole Mishnah, a whole star Mishnah. So many Rishonim argue. Now, the Rambam, this is a very beautiful mahalach here. Just a pshat in the sugya, I think it's just a very beautiful mahalach. And he says that we pass him like the Mishnah. He says, you're going to tell me, Rav Yochanan says that by chametz there's no heter mistarfel esser. The Gemara seems to say, quote the Shita Rabbana, that on chametz you're only chayiv for kezayis v'toch achilas prachs. But it's not enough to eat a kezayis of mixture, you have to eat a kezayis of chametz. The Rambam says, no. And again, be'etzim we go like the Mishnah. And be'etzim we darshan kol machmetzis. Kol machmetzis is mar ben nukshan and mar ben tarovis. But not fully like the Pashas HaMishnah. The Pashas HaMishnah is that a kezayis of Kutzah Chabav that gets Malkus. The Rambam says the Mishnah is the halacha, but one caveat is that the Mishnah is talking about when there was kezayis of Tocha Chilas Pras. You'll get Malkus for eating Nuksha, you'll get Malkus for eating Tarovis Chametz, and we know that from Kol Machmetzis, but there has to be kezayis with Tocha Chilas Pras. You have to eat a kezayis of Chametz, it's not enough to eat a kezayis of mixture. That's the Rambam Shita. Right. So very nice. It's a nice mahalach. Who do we hold like? So it's interesting. Tufta Beis, the Machaber, brings the Rambam verbatim. Sounds like he's holding like the Rambam. In Tufmem Zayin, though, the end of Tufmem Zayin, Legabe Chamisha Avrilov HaPesach, the Mechaber writes that Chamisha Avrilov HaPesach, if Nukshe is Avrilov HaPesach, even though you should have gotten rid of the Nukshe, but if you find you have some Play-Doh left over, some mouthwash left over, he says it's Mutter. Mutter Bachila, Mutter Bahana, and the reason why. Because he says you weren't over Rabbi Rabbi Matzeh. So seems by regular chametz, by regular by Tarovis chametz, he says you are over Rabbi Rabbi Matzeh. Here he says not over Rabbi Rabbi Matzeh. So Pashas the Mechaber is he's paskining like the Melchamos. He's saying that Nuksha, definitely many have taken this that out of Mechaber to say that Nuksha is just a Rabbana, that we go like the Melchamos, we don't pass like our Mishnah, and the whole Isser of Nuksha is just a Rabbana. Oh, so, not everyone agrees with that, but that's a bit cooler. If Nuksha is just a Rabbana, that means just eating Nuksha is just a Rabbana. Maybe if you might eat Nuksha on Pesach, it's only a Rabbana. So, any sort of chumras you want to build out, you're going to be much, much more makel, you know. Suffolk Nuksha will certainly be mutter. Oh, so it's not entirely true. It's not necessarily true. The Mishnah Siakra thinks that this is too much, too makel to treat Nuksha as Rabbanan. First of all, one point just point out, it's not many Rishonim go like the Stam Mishnah and tell you it's the Raisa. Not only that, the Mechaber, he's makel to be makel a Nuksha, but he's makel for Chametz she'avrilav HaPesach. Right? Chametz she'avrilav HaPesach is only when you're over Ba'i Ra Ba'i Matzeh. Right? Many Rishonim say you're not over Ba'i Ra Ba'i Matzeh. Many Rishonim, even Rishonim who say that Nuksha is Asur Ba'chil de Reis, so they still say there's no Ba'i Ra Ba'i Matzeh. Right? So it's not so shver that the Mechaber would say B'di'evet Nukshas Mutter after Pesach. Mishnah Yaakov, it's from Yaakov Karliner, he has another very powerful point here. He says you have to be chumadik about Nuksha. Don't be such a makel on Chametz Nuksha. He says the whole thing's not true. Just because you don't get Malkus on Nuksha, because you hold like Rabbi Huda, does not mean Nuksha's Drabanan. Points out the Gemara's Beferish, Gemara and Chum Chav Gimel, and the Menachos Nun Beis. The Gemara says, what's Pshat Rabbi Huda? Why, according to Rabbi Huda, are you parted from Malchus on Nuksha? So the Gemara doesn't say because Nuksha is Drabbanan. The Gemara doesn't even conceive of Nuksha being Drabbanan. The Gemara assumes it's Pashat that Nuksha is Deraisa. And maybe it assumes it's Pashat Nuksha is Deraisa, because if so, why does Rabbi Huda say you have to burn the Nuksha? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. The Gemara says either it was a suffix to Rabbi Huda, you don't get Malchus because it's a suffix. He didn't know if there's an Isser, what exactly is the Shear, at which point things become Chametz, and therefore there's no Malchus. The other possibility it gives is a more interesting possibility. It says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Seer is a Birya. It's a Birya b'fnei atzmo. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Seer is not Chametz and it's not Matzah. It's been yotze michlal matzah. It's risen a little bit, so you can't. It's not matzah. If you eat that as matzah, you won't be yotze in the mitzvah of matzah. And the Gemara says, according to Yehuda, you won't be yotze the mitzvah of eating menachos as matzah. So the pasuk says you should bake it as matzah. You won't be yotze that because seer is already not matzah. But also, it's not chametz. You won't get malchus for baking the mincha as chametz, because it's not chametz. It's not chametz, and it's not matzah. Right? That's very lamusha possibility, right? Chametz, we explained last week, chametz, it has to be real chametz. It has to be that character. We would call this chametz. We would identify this as chametz. Matzah, But you have to call it matzah. If you're in between, you're in between. You're neither. Ah, so what? So why does the Gemara doesn't explain? Okay, so according to that, has explained Rabbi Yehuda's shita by Pesach that Sir Yisarif and Pater from Malchus. Why is it Chayiv Sreifa? You have to get rid of it. You can't eat it. But you're Pater from Malchus if you do eat it. So Mishkus Yakus is Pashit. He says because it's an Isser Asay. He says Nuksha is an Isser Deraisa. But it's not, and according to Yehuda, it's not like the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, that's Isser Azhara, it's an Isser Lav, called Machmetes. It's an Isser Asay of Shilis Yomim Tochlu Matzos. Right? The mitzvah is that you should eat matzah on Pesach. And you shouldn't eat chametz. If you eat chametz, over a los asay, or perhaps curries. If you eat something that's slightly risen, you're not being over a losa, say it's not chametz, but it's also a bittel of you should eat matzah. It's an isra say. It's eating something that's not matzah because it's risen a little bit. It's a little bit into the chametz camp. And the concept would be is that the Torah is telling us that if you eat something on Pesach that is dagan. If you eat something that's b'chal, how should we say this? It's saying a din of, you should eat matzah, is you shouldn't eat anything that has any shaykhs to chametz enough that it's taken out from being matzah. It might not be put into chametz, but it's out of matzah. Right? A little bit like what we were saying last week, we were saying kol machmetzes is that it's not defined as chametz, but there's something chametz about it. So here to also something that's out of matzah. There's a little bit of something there, there's fermentation there, but it's still not called chametz. Because Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold by kol machmetzes, but he did hold of a din that it's an isra say. Yeah.
Why is that different from b'tigos l'nachrim and matzah?
Oh, so you have to say in the midst of eating matzah, it's not a din of kiyum mitzvah matzah. There's a kiyum of mitzvah matzah, but there's also an isser asay. The isser asay is something that it's not matzah. It's not just that it's not l'shma. If it's not l'shma, so did you eat matzah? You can't say you didn't eat matzah. You can't say I've been over an isser asay of not eating matzah. What I ate was matzah. It wasn't l'shma. So that's salt in my mitzvah. I can't say that I've gotten a positive schar of eating matzah. I don't get any mitzvah here. I've done something neutral. But to be over an isra say, it has to be that it's not matzah because it's a little bit chametzik. Yeah, can you hear that?
Yeah,
it's a little bit, right? Maybe to...
So there's a gray area?
What? It's a gray area, right? A gray area. Just like we were saying in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was saying there's a gray area that gets malchus without kares. He's saying there's a gray area that's aser min haTorah, but no malchus. It's not matzah, it's not chametz.
It's darker.
Yeah. So that's his chiddush. So... Okay, so therefore don't be so makel with nuksha. Now, how machmer is an interesting Ramah, Tafim Zayin, also in the end of Tafim Zayin. He says that one shouldn't play cards on his table on Pesach. Why not? So he says because the cards are coated with apparently the coating was made from chametz. Not sure exactly what he's talking about. I assume he's talking about something that some of the problem, I don't know how much of a problem, maybe Blumenkrantz, it's a very big problem, that one of the things they use to make paper stiff is they use starch. Sometimes that starch comes from wheat. I think today it usually comes from corn, so it's not as big a problem as it was in times of the Ramah. but if you say starch, and that makes it stiff, and that's how you make a card. So he says you don't have it on your table because maybe some of it will get into the food. That's the problem. I saw a blue grass, right? I don't know if this is true. I cannot tell you. But I assume it's not true. I can't tell you. He says that the paper that they use to bake matzahs on, the matzah bakeries, has this starch in it.
So is everything safe?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you, the more I read of Blumenkrantz, the less I, if it's cornstarch, you really don't have to worry about it, though, because it's kidneys. He tells you have to be very careful about it, even though it's cornstarch. Cornstarch, I just spoke about kidneys, tyrosis, kidneys, that was mixed in and isn't giving time. It's really completely mutter. You don't really have to worry about that. But lemaisa, real wheat starch, the Rama is machmer. Now, what's the din? Maybe a little bit more machmer than the raisa. We should worry about such a thing. What if it did fall in? So the Magen Avraham says, even if you had food at the table and you were playing with cards and there was a real chash that the card touched the food, and now you have to worry that perhaps some of this chametz nuksha. It's only going to be nuksha. It's right. It's definitely not something that you normally would use for eating, and it's right. But this nuksha gets into the food. So what is the din? So Taz actually said you have to throw out the food. You have to be a fire, burn it. Right. If you eat on plates, sometimes paper plates, they use starch. Like they ask for paper plates. I really don't know that the case. My feeling is it's mostly not wheat starch. It's more expensive than cornstarch. Sorry, so I think mostly things like cornstarch. But the end of the task is to burn. But the Magen Avraham, it seems to me most achronim say you don't have to burn it. You could keep it, just don't eat it. But even more than that, the Magen Avraham actually says you could eat it. Magen Avraham says you could eat it. He says because. Says because it's basal b'shishim. It's definitely basal b'shishim. It's definitely not gonna. I'm sure no one was playing with cards and ended up the food tasted like wheat. It's basal b'shishim. Now so on Pesach we know on Pesach we assume that chametz is asur b'mashahu, but why is that? That's only because of the chumra of chametz. The meila nuksha. So if it's drabanan. So there's nothing to talk about. Of course, it should be batal b'shisha. But even if it's not Rabbanan, right, we mentioned that even if you pass like the Mishnah, the most machmor shita is that nuksha does not have karis. If it doesn't have karis, l'chayra, it should be batal b'shisha. Mishnah Berurah brings both stadim, and it seems like the ikar is, even the ikar leaning of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel about this. To say that nuksha should not be chamer enough to create an Esther B'diyavet, B'diyavet B'tarokas. Now, Tarovis Chametz, so Tarovis Chametz we spoke about last week, it's a Tarovis is Balav. Now here it's interesting. What's the halacha? The halacha is, we mentioned the Baal Amar says you got Malkus Reis Kazayis of Tarovas Chametz. Halacha is not that way. Halacha is you only get Malkus if you eat a Kazayis Tochachilis Pras. But the halacha is that you get it's Aser Min HaTorah if it has any time of Chametz in it. So this is actually a Machlokus. The Gemara is the Feirish that there's Malkus for Kazayis and Achilas Pras of Chametz. But even if there's less than Kazayis Chametz, you don't get Malkus because you don't have a Kazayis, but it's still Asur Min HaTorah. And the interesting point is the Shulchan Aruch actually passes if there's any time of Chametz in something. You over in Bali Rabbi Matse, even though there's no Kazai's Tochachilas Pras, And therefore, it will be usher after Pesach, it will be Chamash Avrelach HaPesach. So this is the halacha, right? Let's say you leave some licorice over and you find it after Pesach. So even though there's a very small, something, a lot of things have very small amounts of chametz in it, you would never eat a kezayis, you never have a kezayis in a kezayis prasa. Apple pikin, if it's time chametz, it's usher after Pesach, and it could be assumed you're over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. I'll just mention that's the halacha. There are, you know, a lot of cases, chametz over Pesach, when you're buying from stores, there's sfeikos involved, there's more sfeikos to put in. You know, was there a mechira? Was it a good mechira? Was the stuff there on Pesach? The truth is, it's not so pashut. Even though that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so pashut, right? That let's say licorice. There should be an isra bal yirah on licorice. First of all, Safik, many Rishonim say there's no bal yirah on tarogas. Second of all, there's another big chiddush going on here in the Mechaber, right? The Mechaber is telling us a very big chiddush. There's Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh on Tam Chametz, even though there's no kezayis, and you can never have a kezayis. The Magen Mishnah writes, he says, he doesn't understand this. He says, L'chayra, it's over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. We'll talk a different time if there's any Yisrael Chetzi Shir, but the Iker, you need a kezayis. How do you have a kezayis? We're saying it's impossible to eat a kezayis, right? Even if you eat as fast as, you know, if you eat at least the normal derech achil, you never get to a kezayis. Afal pikein, Rashi seems to hold, or the Shulchan Aruch holds, that it's going to be an isra bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Right? So the lumdus there is interesting, right? Because he assumes that you can have bal yirah bal yimatzeh, even though it can never come lidei achila. You can never eat a kezayis. It's too spread out. You wouldn't be able to eat a kezayis of chametz. Afal pikein, you're over. So the idea would have to be, you'd have to say, not like the Magen Mishnah, you'd have to say that the fact that there is in this mixture of kezayis, therefore, I'm over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. The other point, just to mention, the other point, Lakula here, I was saying Snith and Lakula, is that, remember from Daf Lamed, the Gemara was the favorite, that only Chametz Be'en is Chametz She'ar Lav HaPesach. The reason why could be pashut, because you're only over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh on Chametz Be'en. That would be a very pashut way to explain the Gemara. And that's what many Rishonim sound like. The Rambam and Rashi and the Ram, they sound like the only way there's an Issa of Chametz She'ar Lav HaPesach, you mamash left over Chametz Be'en. You found a bagel after Pesach. But short of that, it's not going to be Asur B'Diyavet. So the Shulchan Aruch is not going like that. He's going like the Mahalach of the Torah. The Mahalach of the Torah says, no. Since Tarovus HaChametz, we're going to be Choshesh. The Shulchan Aruch is going to be Choshesh like Rashi and the Rambam. That is Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Therefore, even when the Gemara says that Tarovus HaChametz doesn't have Chametz She'ar Lav HaPesach, that's if you mixed it into Tarovus after Pesach. But if on Pesach you had the mixture and you were chayiv to destroy it, since you're chayiv to destroy it, and you didn't destroy it, it becomes Aser. So if you have Tarovus over Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says it's Aser after Pesach. Right? Just pointing out, there's a lot of there is room to be more makel if there's reason to be more makel. You know, you usually Chametz She'ar Lav HaPesach questions. Usually there's more reason to be makel. You know, usually you're not really so sure it was Aser Lav HaPesach. Okay. All right. Just talk to one. Well, is there still Marv? Still light outside. Could be Marv, right? Okay, I'll just do one more point here. Just one last point. There's confusion about. Confusion about what if there's a mashahu of chametz in a mixture, right? We were talking about, and Rishonim, they seem to only have this whole iser if it's no sin tam. Right? If it's not no sin tam, a mashahu, so we know from Daf Lamed that it's usher to eat something on Pesach if a mashahu got mixed in. But what does that mean? Do I have to destroy it? Do I have to burn it? Right? Like, let's say you use your chametz stick a ladle to take out the shelter of Pesach, and you're worried that you didn't really clean it out well, and there could be a mashu of chametz in there. You think you didn't clean it, and maybe the mashu got into your chant. Okay, so you can't eat the chant, that's pashut. Because that's the thing we discussed, that chumas chametz, the Gemara says, more chametz than any iser that's aser b'mashu, b'em b'minu b'en shalom b'minu. But do I have to can I leave the shont for after Pesach? Right? Like since the end of Pesach. Can I leave it for after Pesach? So that seems to be a shayla. So the very strong pasha says is you can leave it. Right? That but if the chametz was mixed in before Pesach, most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, but definitely the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is that chametz before Pesach is batel b'shishim. But chametz on Pesach, so it's not batel b'shishim, it's aser b'achila, do you have to burn it? So, kemat all the Rishonim seem to be makel here. This goes back to a sugya. Remember that lama we discussed the question, Rishonim question, if chametz is a case of darash yesh lamatirim. Do we say that chametz? Do we say the reason why? Rishonim are talking about the reason why did the Chazal ask for chametz amashu? So they suggest that the reason why is because it's darash yesh lamatirim. Why do we have to be matter a mixture that has a mashu of chametz? Don't be matter it. Let it be aser b'achila. Don't eat it because you'll just eat it after Pesach. So eat it after Pesach, and what's the problem, right? So most Rishonim, they talk back and forth if that's a good explanation, if it's a Darash Yesh L'Matirim. Kimat Kol Rishonim, they either say it's Darash Yesh L'Matirim, or it's not considered Darash Yesh L'Matirim, but they all assume that basically you could leave it till after Pesach, right? They're assuming, why eat it now? Eat it after Pesach, but you could eat it after Pesach. The exception is the Rash and Shas. The Rash and Daf days, right? That chametz is not a darash yesh l'matirim because if you paskin that you can't eat it, you have to burn it. And therefore, it's not a darash yesh l'matirim because you can't say, I won't eat it now, I'll eat it after Pesach. If I can't eat it, I have to destroy it, and I'll never get to after Pesach. I'll never get. So he's the only one who says that. But kamak kol rishonim are against that, and therefore, that is the very strong pashas that you're allowed to keep mashu. If just a mashu, you keep it after Pesach. There is a mashmos in some poskim that is cholik. The Chacham Tzvi quotes these rashi and says it's clearly the Ikar HaDin is you're allowed to keep it till after Pesach. The Chacham Tzvi says even those achronim who seem to say you have to get rid of it, he quotes a Ramah. The Ramah quotes a chicken that you found a tiny bit of chametz in it. So he says you have to burn the chicken. He says that's talking about because you're not going to leave over a chicken until after Pesach. He's assuming you're not leaving the chicken until after Pesach. It's going to spoil. They didn't even have refrigerators. So he says, therefore, he says you should burn it. It should be left as a mechshol. But the Chacham Tzvi says, Ikra din is you're allowed to leave it until after Pesach. Okay. All right, Rabbi Yisai.